This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Back on What's On Your Mind for another hour.
It's a big old land.
Your calls, questions, comments always welcome here. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Kev, does it feel like about the, this is an exaggeration, I'm warning you, 1,000th day in a row of cloudy, foggy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I'm due for some sunshine.
January.
It is. We're in January mode. Yeah,
at least we're not 20 below. So
that's true.
Our wins where we can get them.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki said earlier this was our January warm-up.
Yeah, the thaw.
Yeah.
The thaw.
And we are supposed to have some sunshine later this week. So
makes for great skiing, I'll tell you that. If you're heading over to Detroit Mountain or going to go skiing anywhere, snow's in great shape.
No snow removal happening there today, like
no.
On the streets of Fargo, huh?
Not super icy either. It's nice.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, we woke up this morning to an FAA systems failure. And to learn more about it, we're joined by the executive director of Hector International Airport, Sean Doberstein. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Let's start with what happened. What is this system? After all, I hear that it's sort of a not necessarily the crucial air traffic control software, but rather what's happening on runways and whatnot. How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's a notice to air missions system that went down. It used to be called notice to airmen, but now it's called notice to air missions. It's a place where airports and the FAA post information about airports that pilots need to know as they are, putting together their flight plan or en route to an airport, such as if a runway is closed or a taxiway, there's an obstruction, wildlife, anything and everything to do about the airport that the pilot needs to know about is placed on this system.
Huh. We had some music. We aren't sure where it came from there just a moment ago. Sorry about that, Sean. So that's a nationwide network. So in other words, a pilot at Hector International at Fargo, he's getting information like that, but it's part of a nationwide network.
That's correct. So the pilots would go on as they prepare their flight plan or their dispatchers, and if it's a flight from Fargo to Minneapolis, they will check the notice to air missions statements that are put out by the Minneapolis airport. Or if it's going to Chicago, they'll check Chicago O'Hare so that the pilot knows, if there's a runway closure or other situation that could disrupt the flight or delay it or just need to know as they're once they arrive at the airport.
How critical is the notice to air missions function?
Well, obviously pretty critical because they did a ground stop here a little after 6 this morning, Fargo time, and, of course, that was lifted about 8 a.m. I've seen some reports. I mean, that's the first time that the FAA ordered all flights grounded since 9/11, so pretty big system. We had a minor computer issue that disrupted some of our flights to Florida. I think it was about a little over a week ago. The Florida air traffic system had some issues that disrupted our Allegiant and Frontier operations down into Florida. But that was short-lived, but did cause some issues for passengers. This morning, I think we had 7 commercial flights that were delayed with passengers departing to, you know, Minneapolis, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, and so forth. And, of course, they miss connections and have to rebuild connections for them. And then I would say somewhere between 25 and 30 private or general aviation-type flights, especially our cargo operators that could not launch their flights out to throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, and other areas. Once, you know, UPS and FedEx land, they download those packages into those small aircraft for distribution throughout this network. And they were delayed as well. But starting at 8 o'clock, they started to board the flights here, and flights started moving again.
So were all the flights delayed, not canceled?
I'm not aware of any cancellations, but, yeah, significant delays were incurred, you know, as much as a couple of hours. And, of course, that will impact inbound flights as well today. So, you know, our system will be in the process of catching up as flights at Chicago, you know, Denver, Dallas, and Minneapolis were impacted by this as well. You know, maybe there was an aircraft sitting in Fort Wayne, Indiana, destined for Chicago that was going to continue on to Fargo. You know, we'll be dealing with those delays probably throughout the day.
I'm seeing some reports nationally that flights are still delayed. Is that the case in Fargo?
I'm not aware of any delays right now in Fargo, but especially outbound. But inbound, there probably would be some delays because of the you know, failure or inability of those airlines to arrive in, you know, their hub from that time. I'm noticing one cancellation right now, our 11:57 a.m. arrival from Chicago. An American is canceled. United from Chicago is running a little over, not quite an hour late. Well, again, Allegiant from Phoenix is coming in actually 28 minutes early. Delta flight here is actually coming in 11 minutes early. So the system will eventually catch up here, but there will be some delays throughout the day.
And nationally, 6,000 flights delayed, about 1,000 canceled are the reports that we're seeing. So obviously some of that ripple effect is going to happen in Fargo. There's been some talk that this system is antiquated. Is that a fair description?
You know, my source would be the same as yours. I guess my experience, Scott, is that, yes, it is older, needs some updating. I guess maybe the next time we talk with our delegation, we'll have to see what discussions they're having with the Department of Transportation and funding and so forth to get those systems up to date.
You know, it seemed odd to me that a link like that could ground all the flights in the country would be that antiquated. That's not the case with other systems like air traffic control, right?
Well, I guess that debate would be out there. I mean, there's been a significant amount of advancement in air traffic capabilities, obviously with GPS and so forth, but a pilot may be better qualified to answer that question, Scott. But, you know, they're working on next-gen. That's been around for many years, that terminology, and, of course, funding NextGen to bring the air traffic control system and modernize it. It's been ongoing for a number of years. I'm not certain if that is finished at all parts of the country at this time, but certainly moving towards more GPS-type technology, updating the cockpits in the aircraft, you know, hopefully trying to make the whole national air transportation system more efficient.
Our guest is Sean Doberstein, Executive Director of the Hector International Airport. I have to admit, the second I heard about this early this morning, I thought, is this a cyber attack? You know, that's just instantly what comes to my mind. Some of the, you know, surmised and opined that it could be a trial run for a cyber attack. Has there ever been a cyber attack of any note on any of the critical infrastructure for aviation that you know of?
Not that I recall or am aware of. I don't believe that anything like that has happened that I'm aware of. I'd have to check the archives, but I don't believe that there has been a cyber issue.
But, you know, you worry about that, obviously. If you got an older system, as we agree it is. Is it vulnerable? You know, is it subject to attack? These are things I imagine you worry about, as we all do, right?
Yeah, we do. You know, not only in aviation, but other systems, whether it's banking or healthcare and so forth. We all worry about the cyber impacts that can happen to all industries. And obviously, the airline industry isn't immune to that. But So I guess that's something that as we engage our delegation, or you do from time to time, we kind of need to get an update from them in terms of what they're hearing at their level on the whole aviation system and the technology capabilities and concerns that they have.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is saying today he's been in touch with the FAA about an outage affecting this key system for providing safety information to pilots. FAA is working to resolve the safety issue swiftly and safely. FAA has determined the safety system affected by the overnight outage is fully restored and the nationwide ground stop will be lifted immediately, directing an after-action process to determine root causes and recommended next steps. So there'll be a lot of discussion about this going forward. Anything else you want to share with us, Sean?
No, just be patient. Hopefully the system, like I say, will catch up today, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates as well. There's a few of those systems around the country impacting flights, but we obviously had the fog situation here in Fargo over the last few days, and we certainly hope that that system moves out of here as well so that we can get back to what we call normal operations.
Appreciate the time, insight, and analysis, Sean. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Hector International Airport Executive Director Sean Doberstein. Your calls, questions, comments when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I have talked to the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too enough to know they absolutely are thrilled with the products they purchased from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The service, the people, the questions, the answers, but they love the products. They really, really do. And you hear from them occasionally on our program. I really would encourage you to come on in to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables to talk with some of the professionals that can walk you through, is it a hot spring spa I want? Is it a sauna? What else is there? There's all kinds of fun. Game tables. They've got it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hot Spring Spas, Finley Osanas, Ohlhausen Pool Tables, as an example. They've got it all. Build a backyard oasis. You're just going to absolutely love. Never have to leave the house. It's your vacation right there in the backyard. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, amen to the flagpole guy. Yeah, we had the flagpole guy on the last hour, so thank you for that. Telephone number 701-271-1100. Question of the day has been pretty simple. What's your number one? We reported that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, sworn in as governor, seconds into the job, and says CRT is my number one. Signs an executive order saying CRT will not be in our schools. Indoctrination will not be in our schools. First thing she did, what would be your number one? Let us know at 271-1100. 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Some text to get to, too, that we haven't yet. You'll like this one, Deb. The transportation secretary is doing such a bad job, people know who he is. You got to kind of think about that
one.
Yeah,
you do. Yep.
But it is hilarious because literally, you know, probably the most obscure cabinet post where people really, you have no idea who the...
Yeah, name one prior to him.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember Trump's.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Was he Elaine Schouther? Under Trump?
That sounds right.
Yeah, it's a good point already. I thought of that today, too. I thought when I heard this, I thought, oh, boy. One more thing for Pete Buttigieg to have to explain away. Good luck explaining that. Bet you can't. Texter says, Armstrong is a total nothing burger. Unfortunately, he will be the mouse in the corner for another 2 years. Referring to Kelly Armstrong. Would like a little more information on why you think that? I think Kelly Armstrong is going to get a chance to use his skill set as an attorney on that Judiciary Committee. See him go to work. He did a decent job in the minority. You just don't get as many chances. Now he's in the majority. I think that's going to be great myself. Texter says, Sanford Health in South Dakota is putting on the third annual Midwest Gender Identity Summit, along with a transformation project on January 13th. Does Sanford support sex change surgeries and drugs in children? Not familiar with what Sanford Health is doing in South Dakota, but fair question, that's for sure. Another listener texts this note, I agree with the man who called in, reminding us that God is working in this nation, but he's allowing the corruption and adverse weather conditions, hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and mass migration on the border to happen to get our people to wake up and repent from being so lawless. Turn back to him. If Abraham Lincoln were here, he would call for a nationwide fast. He did that. Abe Lincoln called for a nationwide fast. Fast and prayer. That actually happened. They finish here. Abe Lincoln were here. He would call for a nationwide fast, seeing how far our nation has drifted away from godly values. Thanks for that. Let's get another one in here. I remember when Allegiant flew into Fargo while the Blue Angels were practicing a few years ago. Had the pilot checked his NOTAM, that's Notice to Air Emissions, that's what failed this morning, the acronym is NOTAM, before his flight, as all are required to do, he would have seen that the runway and airspace would have been closed by the time he got to Fargo. He flew anyway, and when he got to Fargo, they told him he needed to land at an alternative airport, which all pilots put into their flight plan. For him, it was Grand Forks. He then called Bingo Fuel, which means he needed to land immediately, as he didn't have the fuel to get to Grand Forks. The Blue Angel sat on the taxiway while he landed. Turned out he lied about the fuel issue and was indeed the president of Allegiant, who didn't think the rules applied to him. This is what a NOTAM does.
Interesting. I don't remember hearing about that.
I remember the whole flight issue with Allegiant, but yeah. I don't remember the...
Talking to some of the hooligans.
Landing anyway or the fuel deal or whatever. Yeah, interesting. Let's not worry too much about the FAA system, says another listener. We have the most qualified ever transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, in charge. Just like every other current member of this facade cabinet, our country is in shambles. Let me get one more in here. January 6th should be Ashley Babbitt Day nationally, says another listener. I want to do have an email as well with an interesting theory on the documents. The classified documents that Biden has in his possession. See what you think of this theory from Robert. Saying, I wouldn't worry too much about Joe Biden's documents gaffe. It's an inside job. It's the unhappy Democrats looking for a way out of Joe in 2024. Interesting theory. It is, the timing on this thing is odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
Makes you go, hmm.
Because this goes back to the Biden Center, which was an office he had after he was vice president in what would have been 2016, right? 2017, I guess, he set up his office, leaving office in 2016. It's a little odd.
Well, and, you know, you got to look at the UPenn-Biden relationship with China. Listen to 10 seconds of what Jesse Waters found out
about. The Chinese funneled $55 million into UPenn, and UPenn was paying Biden $1 million salary. So who was paying for Joe's salary? The Chinese.
Yeah.
I watched that last night.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about that is none of that's new. I mean, that is not unearthed information or anything else. It was known that the Chinese were one of the funders for this quote-unquote research in academia at UPenn. But
well,
hello.
I didn't know that Joe Biden was a professor at UPenn as well.
He said he said in China it was for 4 years. Mind you, it was only 2 years.
He wasn't a professor either.
And far from a professor. Never taught a class.
No.
What a joke. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA News Update. The revelation that top-secret documents were found in President Biden's possession comes as a surprise to the big guy. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night says Biden's top-secret documents contain papers on Ukraine, where Biden demanded an investigator in that country be fired for investigating his son's position at the board of a major energy company based in Kyiv.
That Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertain to Ukraine. I mean, there's so many questions here. Normally, the mainstream media served as a check and balance on corruption in the past with past presidents, but they've turned a blind eye.
California storms are set to refocus across Northern California today as heavy rains continue across much of the state, filling up reservoirs north and south. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the death toll from weeks of storms is 17. The U.S. military has dropped its COVID-19 vaccine requirement, but will still offer the shot. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today at PetroServe USA, buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. That's worth the trip right there. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Today's specials on 45th and Fargo, chicken fettuccine. In Yulin, meatloaf, taco, tot hot dish. In Glendon, you've heard of tater tot hot dish. This is taco tot hot dish. It's good stuff. Salisbury Steak and MP Avenue, downtown Fargo location, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA, Salisbury Steak, Harwood, scallop potatoes and ham. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo as well, PetroServe USA. Have you seen the price of eggs lately? They have jumped 49.1%. Price per carton.
Well, you see, it's not a problem. You need to go build a chicken coop, you see, and get some chickens. And then you'll be good. You'll have all the eggs you need. Next problem?
I'd like to know 49.1% from what? There's a, I'm looking at a Fox News story. They're quoting a, actually showing a picture of Whole Foods eggs priced, at $11.49 a carton. $11.49 a carton. Oh, Joe. Aren't you fun? Did you ever think you'd see the day when eggs would become a luxury item, for crying out loud?
Yep.
The price of eggs has tripled in certain places across the U.S. in the last year. Consumer Price Index has it off the charts.
You know, it is what it is, but my question to anyone, have you seen anything that leads you to believe that the fix is coming, that the problem is being solved, that they're on it, efforts are being made? Anybody? Anyone?
No.
Bueller?
It's, you know, there's a double whammy of inflation.
About any of it. I mean, gas, any of it.
And the avian flu problem.
Oh, yeah.
Affecting egg production, so that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Ugh.
You look at the price.
You know, and when you can't have an answer on, is there any kind of a fix in place or any efforts being made, and the answer is no, it tells me it's not going to get better anytime soon.
Just do a little bit of search on social media, what people are saying about this, too. This is not good for Team Biden. Not good at all. You just own this stuff when you're the president. You do. It is not good. Lettuce was $2 a head a couple of months ago. Now it's like $7. Just keeps on coming.
PETA has the reason why. Did you see their response?
I'm sure they love it.
Well, the price of eggs has nearly doubled in the last 2 years. Why? because forcing chickens to live on crowded, filthy farms caused an avian flu outbreak.
Oh.
You can stop footing the bill for potential pandemics and animal suffering. Just eat vegan eggs. What are vegan eggs, exactly?
That's a good question. Get back to me on that one, would you, for crying out loud?
It's like those plant-based chicken nuggets. They can't be chicken nuggets unless you're growing chickens.
How about the Impossible Burger? That's impossible.
If they said Impossible Beef Burger, it would have been. But I get it's shaped like a patty. It's not beef. But this plant-based chicken nugget thing just took me like, wait a minute.
Rough.
Now it's like, and then vegan eggs. Get right after that.
I want to cheer you up, Kev.
Please. What do you got?
Because Joe Biden decided to talk some truth yesterday down there in Mexico.
Okay.
He actually said the quiet part out loud.
Good.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
And what he's saying isn't good, but let me play you.
Said, tell me where my money is going. And then she met with Bernie in a Detroit nail salon, and they talked about everything from criminal justice reform.
I don't think that was it.
Way too much talking there. Yeah, no, here's...
That sounded like the five.
Here's Joe Biden. Listen to him.
And so we're trying to make it easier for people to get here, opening up the capacity to get here.
Okay. Did he just say what I think he said?
Yeah.
One more time. Let me see if I can get this right.
And so we're trying to make it easier for people to get here, opening up the capacity to get here.
So he's down there talking to President of Mexico and telling the
Obrador world,
we're making it easier for you to get to the U.S. We're working on opening up the capacity to get you here. So the debate's over. He doesn't want to fix the border.
No.
He wants it easier.
He wants it easier. Ask Tom Holman. He's been saying this for over 2 years. They want an open border. And they've got it now. Well, you see Obrador, Biden, and Trudeau standing there, and it reminds me of a joke. Three jerk wagon globalists walk into a bar in Mexico. You know? Justin Trudeau standing there with, oh, ugh. Opened my mouth a little bit.
And he was,
listen to this one.
Maybe. Just the last 6 months, our joint patrols in Mexico have resulted in the arrest of more than 7,000 human smugglers. We've seized more than 20,000 pounds of deadly fentanyl at the border.
Ooh-wee! We're trying to make it easier more of you to come over.
Where are the 7,000 smugglers you've arrested, Joe? Where are those? Those would have to be cartel members. Now, you're going to try and tell us that cartel smugglers arrested in Mexico are somehow going to do prison time or get punished for smuggling? Where are they? And 20,000 pounds of fentanyl, you know, that'll kill like 1,000 people, Joe.
I have more, but I want to go to the phones here and welcome your calls, 271-1100, 701-271-1100, or toll-free at 855-217-76. Text rolling in 2-237-1590. On what's on your mind? Let's go to Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Scott. You know, I heard Jim the Flagpole Guy, and I saw something here in a book I'm reading, and I'd really like to dedicate this to him. It was by President Ronald Reagan, June 14, 1983. It says, I am whatever you make me, nothing more. I am your belief in yourself, your dream of what a people may become. I am the day's work of the weakest man and the largest dream of the most daring. I am the clutch of an idea and the reason purpose of resolution. I am no more than you believe me to be. I am all you believe I can be. I am whatever you make me, nothing more. That's for you, Jim, the Flagpole Guy.
Well, those are nice words. You'll appreciate that, Mike.
You bet. You know, they were dedicating a flag on the south lawn of the White House at that time. And this flag was 210 feet by 411 feet.
I'm trying to get my mind around that size. Say that one more time.
It was 210 feet by 411 feet, American flag that was laid out on the ellipse of the south lawn of the White House.
Yeah, so they'd have to hold it, right? Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I saw this, and I heard Jim the flagpole guy, and it just inspired me, and I wanted him to hear it, that, hey, you got a lot of people out there pulling for you, guy. Don't give up. Stay with it. Stay the course.
He'll appreciate that, Mike. Thanks so much. You take care.
You too. Stay frosty.
All right. Others welcome
Stay
to call.
Frosty.
701-271-1100. Let us know what's on your mind today. What you got, Kev?
I had to do a little. Let me play that quick clip again because I want
to. Just the last 6 months, our joint patrols in Mexico have resulted in the arrest of more than 7,000 human smugglers.
He said our joint patrols in Mexico, correct? I heard that right, didn't I? I've arrested 7,000. So I do a quick search, 7,000 drug smugglers arrested. Turns out that the 7,000 drug smugglers arrested since July were in India. And heroin was seized in India.
Wow.
Punjab, India. The Punjab police have arrested as many as 69, 97 drug smugglers since July. Yeah, in India. So there again, you can do the search quick. I just did it. There again is Joe Biden, bold, just absolute lying.
In just the last 6 months, our joint patrols in Mexico.
That was in India, Joe, not the joint patrols in Mexico. Can't find one story about any smugglers in any number being arrested in Mexico.
I think I found the problem.
Okay, good.
Thank
goodness.
Here's the problem.
I want the record to show. I don't know what questions I didn't answer. Be prepared later. Thank you very much.
What?
Oh, man.
One more time.
I can't.
Yeah.
I want the record to show. I don't know what questions I didn't answer. I'm prepared later. Thank you very much.
I would have needed that clip.
I don't that know one. What questions I didn't answer.
Yeah, well, all of them would be my answer, sir. You haven't answered any questions ever.
I think he's serious, too.
Yeah.
I want the record to show. I don't know what questions I didn't answer. I'm prepared later. Thank you very much.
Of course we don't know what questions you didn't answer. They didn't get asked. Oh, what a clown.
Oh, my God.
This is so bad. This is getting so bad.
Also yesterday, while the Mexican president was talking about destroying fentanyl labs. You know what Joe is doing? Staring
what?
Up at the sky.
Yeah.
Looking at planes.
Of course, I
kind of looking, you know, like totally yeah. distracted, not listening in one bed, just, you know, his head on a swivel looking at these planes that were flying around. You got to see it. It's unbelievable.
This video comes up about the 7,000 drug smugglers arrested, and I had to play it. I'm thinking, well, is this somewhere in Mexico? And right away I get...
The Punjab police has arrested as many as 6,997 drug smugglers.
No, that'd be not Mexico. That'd be India.
And that's a joint operation with the U.S. too?
In Mexico. No, it's not. Again, this was Punjab, India, the police.
Yeah.
In India, with an Indian task force.
Right, are we part of it, though?
In India. No! It's in India!
Well, I mean,
I guess we could be.
Yeah.
Joe said it was in Mexico. While he was in Mexico.
But he said a joint operation with Mexico.
He did say that. Yeah.
A little bizarre.
Wow.
Well, anyway. He doesn't know what questions he didn't answer.
Well, these people think that the internet, we don't know how to use it, or apparently there's only three networks.
They hope.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Clark is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hamlin, the Buffalo Bill that has been in everybody's thoughts and prayers, has been released from a Buffalo hospital.
Yeah, went home yesterday.
No, he went home yesterday from a Cincinnati hospital.
Cincinnati, or day before yesterday. Yeah, so he's home from Buffalo now.
Yeah, so
that's great.
He was admitted back in the Buffalo hospital. Now he's been released from the Buffalo hospital, which is just nothing short of amazing.
Well, yeah, modern medicine.
Week and a few days when you think about they had to revive him. Discharged from that Buffalo hospital 9 days after suffering a cardiac arrest. Wow, pretty amazing. Jim, sitting in his truck listening to What's on Your Mind, waiting down there at Cargill, on the phone.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Jim?
Hi. Well, I've been listening to this deal about... Biden's secret, top secret papers in the closet at the think tank on the University of Pennsylvania. And Rush Limbaugh always used to say, if you can't figure out what's going on, follow the money. So if he's got paid $1 million to occupy an office which might have been only a janitor's closet. Where did that money come from? And I think the federal government issues grants to colleges and universities. I see a stream. Now, I'm not going to just blame the Democrats. I wonder how many other politicians I have think tanks at college universities.
Well, China's paying them, Jim. The minute that Jesse Waters said this.
As soon as the Penn Biden Center opened, China quadrupled its donations to UPenn.
Quadrupled. $55 million that they gave in the opening time of that think tank and paying Biden $1 million. So the Chinese.
That's how they do it. That's how the Chinese roll.
Exactly how they do it.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Well, are they declaring that as income, or is this hiding income, or...
That's another good question.
If somebody's getting $1 million to pretend to occupy an office and they aren't really there, it sounds to me like that should be declared income.
It's a very good point.
Thank you.
This ought to be a congressional investigation in the House.
Hey, come on now. The Penn Biden Center was nothing but noble effort.
The Penn Biden Center will be established as a place where policymakers here at home and abroad will know they can be in touch with some of the best minds in the country and debate and formulate American foreign policy.
Uh-huh. Figure out a way to get a little something for the big guy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that.
What does he say about all this? He was asked about it yesterday in Mexico. A little embarrassing. But in Mexico and have somebody... Say, hey, what about those classified documents that you were hiding there, bucko? And first thing he said is that, you know, he was kind of big time there at UPenn. What did he do exactly? Listen to this.
They set up an office for me, secure office in the Capitol. The 4 years after being vice president, I was a professor at Penn.
The 4 years after being vice president, I was a professor at Penn.
He was not a professor. That is not true.
And it was only 2 years.
Yeah, that's just, they've debunked that one a long time ago. He's been saying that for a while.
They paid him $1 billion, but he never taught a class.
No. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm. I think we can explain it.
I don't know what questions I didn't answer. I'm prepared.
Yeah. I don't know what questions I didn't answer. As far as those classified documents, listen to him hem and haw here.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously.
Well, you got to say that because you ripped on Trump for having them. So nice try to act like Mr. Tough Guy on classified documents.
Yeah, boy, they roasted Trump, though.
My lawyers are clearing out my office at the University of Pennsylvania. They set up an office for me, secure office in the Capitol. The 4 years after being vice president, I was a professor at Penn. They found some documents in a box. Locked cabinet, or at least a closet. And as soon as they did, they realized there were several classified documents in that box. And they did what they should have done. They immediately called the archives, turned them over to the archives, and I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, reading, nothing to see there.
Reading from his script.
Think they'll get out of the way they did with Trump?
We all know that Trump is a liar and a thief. You know? We know that. So it's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I see how that works.
An honest mistake because it was marked VP personal.
Yeah.
It's important to know this has happened in the past. Former presidents, former vice presidents, former high-level officials accidentally take something. It's an honest mistake.
Can we get Hillary Clinton in here and ask her about the 30,000? Obama? All of them in here?
Yeah. We have somebody that is requesting our research efforts on finding out what a vegan egg is.
I tried. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Yeah. Lister said, did you see where Biden got the Salvation Army guys mixed up with the Secret Service guys? I did. You can't keep up with this. We could do every show all day long with Biden gaffes. It never ends.
Vegan eggs are products made by combining various plant-based ingredients in a formulation that is intended to mimic the look, taste, and binding abilities of a poultry egg. So, yeah. It's a salad that looks like an egg.
Is that right?
It's a salad that looks like an egg. Brilliant!
I want the record to show. I don't know what questions I didn't answer.
Yeah.
Save me that one.
Sorry. I don't know what questions I didn't answer. On vegan eggs or anything else. God bless you, folks. We'll do this tomorrow. Same time. Charlie Kirk next.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to FinalBattle611.com. FinalBattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.